Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Well, good evening, my dears. It is Valentine's evening or Valentine's night. So those of you who do not have an opportunity to tune in on the night of, I certainly hope that you are out with someone somewhere having a good time, whatever that looks like, because I got no judgment on what anybody calls a good time, just as long as you aren't hurting anybody else around you and you aren't horribly offending anyone around you. Sometimes people get offended by the darndest things. But hopefully it will be an evening that will end in the way you choose. I have already had one glass of wine. Even though I don't celebrate the day, I certainly have been out there extending and sharing some love. So I welcome all of you that are tuning in live. This is a special show for Valentine's Day. And simply one of the reasons that it came about, sometimes my mind gets to working and the wheels get to spinning. And my partner, if you all recall, was supposed to be going down to a soccer game for our grandson. And my schedule, was already running tight today. The weather has taken quite a turn here in South Florida. Yesterday was 8 degrees, sun was shining, and breeze was blowing. And this morning it's cold, it's damp, and it's quite wet. And actually in the area where he was going to be playing his soccer game and where he lives is in Boca, a place called Boca Raton. And so they actually had a tornado warning. In the area. So they have postponed the game. It was a playoff game, so I'm certain they will be rescheduling it. So he was quite anxious to play, and he's quite a little player. So he can play real football. No insult to American football by no means. But we'll keep it rolling. You know, as I thought today, I said, well, you know, what if no one calls me, you know? And I've watched, you know, I did a show over the weekend pass, and I can tell, you know, they give you all the intel on the other side, you know. As soon as you log in, boy, you leave a footprint on this thing called the internet. Don't get it twisted. We all know this, you know. Every time we journey, round and round and round we go, and somebody is keeping up with what you're looking at. And that's the way it is right now. So there you have it. However, I thought, all right, well, I'm going to put up my Twitter on my phone and see if anyone tweets me live while I'm on the phone. Now, again, this is for anybody to call in. And you don't have to, say your name and you don't have to be bashful. Like I said, on the Saturday past, when Tina and I were chatting about Creole love on Valentine's Day and some of her new ventures with the products, there are about 35 people that were tuned in live, but not a one did call me. And maybe we sounded like we were having too much fun or you might get kicked around. So here's the deal. If you're out there and you want to hail me up, you can hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. If you want to call me on the show, it is 347-826-9597. We can talk about what you want to talk about as long as it's not complete foolishness. If it's complete foolishness, then, you know, we have to move on. So it's a go. Now, you say, well, Ms. Cleo, what are you going to do if nobody calls in? Well, I had a couple of things I want to chat about, you know. And so those who hear the show after, you know, they'll just hear it after. And those that were here, you can say, I was there in the moment. You know, not that that's a big thing to be proud of, but who knows? There could be some great joke or a most significant epiphany. But we're going to try and keep it a little bit light, though. I promise I won't get too heavy. And then I decided, you know what? It's a show about extending love. Is it not? It's a holiday. Typically, people relate it only to romantic love. And that's, again, where I think that the commercialization of whatever it originally started out to be has made it about their most significant way to make money, which would be to insert it into the love relationship vibration. But I think many people, much like myself and a few other people I know growing up, we would also give Valentine's Day cards to our parents, or you give it to the teacher, something like that. You know, you go give it, maybe you're not give no mushy card, but you go and give a little pouch full of cookies or candies or something, you know. I remember the little hearts, them nasty ass things you did, they had little writing on them. Probably the dye is gonna kill the whole of we, but anyway, back in the day. And so, you know, you eat those, and it was little hearts, and you gave it to your friends in the classroom, and you had the little cutout Valentine's, and you just wrote everybody's friggin' name on it and just handed it to them. You know, it was just something they trained us to do, you know, brainwashing. Anyway, I digress. I'm going to keep it light. My bad. So I'm kind of, you know, looking at all of that and how it came about. And so it wasn't just about the romantic vibration is what I'm trying to get back to. So I thought, how cool would this be to extend some love to community, right? Because you all, if you've listened to the show, if you are a regular and followed me over from podbean.com here to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, where I'm loving my new home. Oh, my goodness. Loving. Still doing a bit of decorating, but we're working on it, boy. It's going to be wicked come summertime. Uh-oh. Anyway, so, you know, you all know that I'm all about community. It's what I genuinely believe is going to be the salvation, for lack of a less dramatic word, of this country. People are going to have to come back to putting their money into community. I was talking to an elder that lives here in Lake Worth, because, you know, there is much respect in this odd little enclave that we call Lake Worth, Florida. And he was saying that a friend of his, his mother has passed. And now, mind you, he is 74, 75. So we're talking about a woman probably in her late 90s. And he wanted to send flowers, he said, but he was absolutely gobsmacked. And he is a retired cop, a retired chef, and a vet. And so he could not believe how much he had to pay for flowers in order to send it, you know, in remembrance of his friend's mother. And he said by the time he finished ordering everything online, that a dozen lilies cost him $139 and change. That's a lot of money for lilies. I'm not saying that they're cheap per se, but that's a lot of dough. Had he had the opportunity, had we had a local florist, could have went in, placed that order. He talked about a $20 handling fee that just kind of popped up out of nowhere, but there was no description for it. I said, first of all, the handling fee wouldn't have happened. Certainly, they would, you know, as a florist, they get certain discounts to move things through. You could have spent your money locally, been able to handwrite a card yourself per se, and know exactly what you had going out. You know, and here's the deal. It didn't have to wire, because it's like a 30, 45-minute drive. So actually, a local florist with their delivery person could have actually made that delivery, or could have worked in partnership with another local florist in the area. You know, it comes from building, and it comes from reaching out to people. It comes from extending yourself. And certainly, I understand we live in a society now where people say, well, Ms. Cleo, you have to be careful, man. You can't just go around helping random people.
Really?
Is it? And here's the thing. I'm not dismissing what they are saying. There's a lot of validity to it. But is that where we're going to reduce ourselves to? I challenge myself every day because I don't want to reduce myself to that. I don't want to be coerced into existing and coexisting contrary to what I know is natural to my soul. Ooh, look, my phone. That's my phone going off. Is somebody tweeting me? Hold on. That means that. Facebook, what is it? This is probably my boss. You are mad love and happy Valentine's Day out there, boss man, at LDC Management. But again, one of the dynamic I came away with, I said, well, there are some wonderful Twitter followers that I have out there that constantly give me mad love. Their focus is community, small business. There are several powerful, intelligent women based on the profiles and the things that I see them tweet. And there are some creative sorts out there. I love my music. I love everything from soca to reggae to hip-hop to classic to jazz. You understand? My favorite instrument in the whole world is the cello. So, I mean, I love music. Music is yummy. Music speaks to one's soul. It's the vibration. It's the intonation that opens you up. These are things that we stopped learning about centuries and centuries and centuries ago. So we don't understand why music literally can soothe we. It is about the vibration, even of the music, the instrument, and the voice. Because the voice is all part of that equation. But like I said, so I love all of these brethren out here and some of these young sistren who are in the industry, who are working on being more than they ever imagined they could be. So I want to just step there and I want to give some of my Twitterverse some love on this show. So throughout the show, I'm going to give some shout-outs. You know, as they're moving through, and just give you all a holler and see how things are going and see what's happening. Let's see. Let me check into my phone. This is the funny stuff. Well, let's see. Okay. Well, no, there's my boss. He just retweeted that I am broadcasting live. So, see, this whole studio thing is kind of cool. I'm broadcasting live on the air, listening now. And so it gives you the phone number and all this other kind of thing. So I hit a little switch and I hit another little switch and it goes out into the Twitterverse. Technology is a motherfucker, boy. Trust this. I am continually fascinated by the process. I genuinely am, because I remember a regular phone where you had to, if you wanted to dial 9, you had to wait like 7 seconds for it to come back around. It was funny. So I want to start by giving out some love to some of those who opened me with, or welcomed me with open arms into the Twitterverse. I'm going to give some love back. I just got a tweet from my buddy at Daniel J. It's like, you better do that Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, he's on BTR, on the J-Spot, follow him. Good people, let me tell you, wicked, wicked. We keep threatening to get together, and I'm going to come on his show. And we're gonna have some fun. Trust this. It could get a little raucous, and he might have to mark that one as explicit, frig mature. Happy Valentine's Day, boss man. I hope you're enjoying it out there on the West Coast. Hey, yo, man. I'm hoping things are quieter out there. You know, things were getting hopping hot in the land of Lala. In the news there for a little bit. I want to also give some love out to, let's see, I thought I saw another friend. See, here's the thing, you got to read this thing fast. because I've got it up in a couple of different places. But in the interim, welcome to a couple of my new followers, G Management Office. She seems like quite the industrial young woman. She is not farting around. She's out there doing her thing. But, you know, at Daniel J and at On the J Spot, mad love in the beginning. Also to Layla at A Band of Wives, all one word. It is a powerful network of women. Now, the bulk are on the West Coast, starting out in San Francisco. However, it is continuing to grow, ABOW. And they consider everybody sister wives. And we're not talking the Mormon thing. We're just talking about in the essence of that we really do. This, and I'm getting ready to go a little bit whirly dervish out there for you, but in ancient writings and different prophecies, et cetera, et cetera, this is said to be the time when the female energy will come to a different position. It will come to a place of ascension. And this is not to thrust anyone down, but that energy will rise and be more of what we come to evolve with rather than with the very male energy that sometimes can be quite aggressive. So, and Lord God, see, that's menopause. When you chat as fucking much as I do, I was on my way to making a point and I absolutely got sidetracked. I was talking about a band of wives. I wasn't kidding, you understand, but it came back to me, so the spirits helped me. But it's a very, very powerful group. So if you want to check it out, I would advise it strongly. Follow Layla at A Band of Wives. She is one of the sweetest people I have met on the Twitterverse, as well as at Darlene_Navarre. I love you, darling. And I found my way there via a friend, and I want to try and see if I have her right Twitter handle, but at Kimberly Smith, so you know who you are if you can hear me. I'm running my mouth, and yep, here it is. I see her. She's on Facebook, and I so glad to see you too. I'm looking at my screen. I can't see her, but you want to talk about it again. One serious force of woman to be reckoned with. Kimberly ain't no joke, man. Beautiful Nubian queen and quite an intelligent and resourceful spirit as well. So much love and happy Valentine's Day. And I can almost see her. I can envision her flipping me off. Unless something has changed, I think Kimberly and I probably sit on the same page with the whole Valentine's Day vibration, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, I want to give some love out. I have to tell you, somebody must have listened to the show yesterday, and his handle is at LIVEBY Terrence, TERENCE, and at 12:48 this morning, he sent me a happy Valentine's Day. So I tweeted him back. I said, okay, now I'm spoiled. I said, you're going to tweet me tomorrow too? See, now I expect it. It's not a leap year, so I expect it for the next 300 and how much other days? 300, next 364. So and trust me, Terrence thinks I don't want him to block me, but I'm going to tweet him every day and say, how you doing? How's life? You know, I'm still waiting for my tweet. But mad love to you, Star. I thought that was precious, and I did appreciate it. So I wanted to make sure you know that I did indeed get that tweet this morning. I'm not sure where you were in the universe, because it may not have been 12:48 where Terrence was. it might have been 9:30. Hell, he could be in Hawaii, so it was 6 p.m. But always mad love. Look here, I'm going to go refill my wine glass. We're going to come back and do a little bit of chatting about this asteroid that is the universe's maybe Valentine's Day gift to us, which will be in our atmosphere tomorrow. So if you haven't backed up those computers and you haven't done what you needed to do, you might want to do that tonight, because not really sure what that's going to do. In addition, we've got a Mercury retrograde that as of tomorrow will be just 1 week away. So you all hold on to that thought. I am going to go ahead and get this wine refilled and play a few ads for you. Hold on. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. White Apron Catering, elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic, and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985, in Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway, and tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. Yeah, Kimberly, if you're still tuned in, you remember what those cookies take like, right? I am such a foodie, and you all know this if you listen to the show, because I'm always chatting about my belly or cooking something, whatever. But I will take my friends. If I find a jewel of a place, I will say, come, you must go. Come on. I'll go get them. I'll drive up to it. I get neurotic about it. So if you ever come and visit me, the first place we're going to go is food. I do wish that I were out. Like I said, we've got some torrential rain this afternoon. I mean, it's a hot, wet, muddy mess here. And certainly I'm not complaining per se, because I know people still have mile-high snow. And I'm hoping that all of the power is getting restored up there in the Northeast. That area has really... ooh, taking a beating. So we're going to send out some love to Don, our Seabright, New Jersey refugee, who has been kind enough to allow us to follow her as she moves through this whole very insane kind of process of trying to recover some semblance of your life after a storm like Sandy blows through. And understand the nuance of that, and I don't want to get deep, because I promise, understand the nuance of that, because by the time they say it came on shore, it was a tropical storm, and that can switch up your entire insurance adjustment, you understand? So Mickey Fickies like to play semantics, you know, like a good neighbor, I'm a rascal. Anyway, that probably wasn't smart. I don't care. It's Blog Talk Radio. I can say what me want to say. You know, they're a part of life. They've instilled insurance companies in every aspect of our world. Next, they're going to make us start insure our shit. Anyway, as I move forward, and as we get happy again, I am looking at, I don't see any new Twitter things going in. No, this asteroid, let's talk about some serious things, man. And it's going to get even deeper next week, because, you know, I have gone down the rabbit hole. And for those of you who may be new to the show, I have been studying Nostradamus on his quatrains now. Oh my goodness, earlier I did the math. I think it has been for 16 years. And there were times, 16 years ago, 15 years ago, 13 years ago, where I would read something in those quatrains and I would say, how in the fuck do we get to this? You understand? Because this man is making these prognostications 600 years old. He was scientist. He was astrologer. He was prognosticator. He was soothsayer. He was a pakasari. He was a doctor. This man was brilliant. And he made predictions 600 years out. And there are a number of quatrains that, and this is how he wrote it. He wrote it in verse, right? And encoded verse. So the Da Vinci Code is not the only code. There is Nostradamus' code. So the book that I have is a fairly thick one, and all marked up, and there's this, that, and pages folded and notes throughout it. But there is definitely a quatrain that speaks to a comet, a pope fleeing, and some other nuanced things that are going on right now. I don't believe in coincidence. So we're going to go down that rabbit hole. But part of that, at that time, it was called a comet. You understand? They may not have had the word asteroid yet. So it is interesting to me that with this asteroid coming within our satellite space, the atmosphere around Earth, in the satellites are at like 18,000 miles out. This will be a little less than 100 miles closer than our weather satellites are, the satellites that are allowing me to speak to you all live right now. Now, I gotta tell you, probably a little bit closer than I would care for it to be. They seemed, Dr. Yeomans, and I quoted him last week, is certain that it is not going to have an impact. It will not hit Earth, let me say that, because there is an impact. Because I will guarantee any of you, especially those out there within the sound of my voice, that are either born under the sun sign of Aquarius, which this is your month, or are born under the sun sign of Leo, or you have a Leo moon, or you have an Aquarius moon. I am telling you that if you are feeling a bit more emotional than you normally do, if you are feeling like you're in a bit of a fog, and this can be any of you that have that energy, both Aquarian or Leo, depending in various places in your house, as well as other fixed vibrations, you are not quite feeling yourself. And I'm going to say that to my Aries out there. I'm going to say that to my Sagittarians out there. You're feeling a little bit, little bit off, right? A little bit more, you know, and some say, oh, well, it's Valentine's Day, whatever. Is the 14th done? So it's the 14th though, and it's Valentine's Day though, and we have got an asteroid the size of half of a football field gonna come and look in our window. You understand? Gonna come and look in our window. So just imagine that the street lights and your sidewalk out in front of your house or your building, that is where the weather satellites are at, right? And so if you can see that and then see the asteroid is going to be in your front yard looking in your window. Just to give you a sense of, because when you start talking about tens of thousands of miles, people can't wrap our head around that. Because we don't know what that looks like. It's space. What does that look like? It just looks far. Doesn't it look far? It looks far. It looks close, but it looks far. So understand that there will be an emotional and physical challenge to today, tomorrow, and more than likely Saturday. So don't fight it. It's almost like fighting against a riptide. It's not going to help you do anything. You understand? So I'm going to recommend, even myself personally, I'm going to try and find a space this evening to kind of breathe into it. Because the other thing that's happening is that we've got a Mercury retrograde, like I said, a week from tomorrow. So there is a perfect universal storm out there right now, okay? Best way to navigate it, I want you to center yourself. And for those of you who are kind of giggling at me, freak uno, because you all in your soul know that it works. Center yourself. So when the bullshit starts to fly, if it's bullshit that's flying, duck it, man. Move fast. Be like Muhammad when he was in his heyday. Yeah? Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Duck the bullshit, because sometimes you can't stop the bullshit, so duck it. Bob and weave, bob and weave. You understand? If it comes at you a different way, mind your tongue. You understand? My grandmother used to say, keep your breath fresh. So that means if you don't have something nice to say, shut the fuck up. You understand? I know it's difficult. I struggle with the affliction myself on a regular, can't you tell? You would be surprised at how frightened I am that this is live and that I can't edit out sometimes when I get on a rant. That's some funny shit. Anyway, but so really try and rein in as much emotional reaction as you can. And again, this is tonight. This is tomorrow. This is Saturday. I just need you to breathe, center yourself, and don't swim against it. Because it's so completely out of our control, really. Things that are magnetic. You may, again, please, back up your devices. I'm backing up mine when I get done with the show tonight. I've got an automatic backup on my cell phone. And just take the time. I know sometimes it's a little bit annoying, you know what I'm saying, to stop and do those kinds of pragmatic things. But, okay, I know I'm not the only one sitting here tonight that has lost a motherboard, has caught some kind of fucked up virus that just took away everything. So let's not do that. It may not even be those kinds of things. Understand, we are dealing with things that still very new to us, you know, and it's not new to the ancients, but it's new to us because they spent a lot of time dumbing us down. All right, I want to send out some more love. Hey, Kevin F, at Kevin F 2010. Kevin, you're a brethren. Hit me up, man. Let me know if you did get your picture. Because I did. Kevin was a very, he seems like he has just intense, over-the-top, joyous energy. And he direct messaged me and asked for a photograph, an autograph one. And very sweet in all of our email exchanges. And I did make sure that the photo was mailed, but I don't know if the weather, this or the other. You should have gotten it. So hit me up at Real Miss Cleo and let me know. And like that, all right? I made sure myself personally, Kevin, that picture went out. So it wasn't that I gave it to an assistant. I saw me package it. That's my printing on the envelope. So there. Now, I don't want a barrage because I don't keep a lot of pictures. Pictures and things are good. When you start to age, I look at pictures of myself. Lord Jesus, when I was on television, and that was a while back, and I was one hatsy tatsy. Now I'm a retired hatsy tatsy. But I'm going to send out some love to One Shot Entertainment, DJ One, Mad Love, part of the Haitian All-Stars. Also out to At Hard Hitting Harry, one of the best DJs in the business, bar none, and with one of the sweetest hearts. He is a personal friend, and I love him. a great deal. Also, Nitra said, hello, mommy. I'm hoping that you are enjoying your Valentine's Day. If you are listening to me, hopefully you're listening while you're getting ready to go out and do something different. Although you guys are still cold up there. I am so sorry because I'm being insensitive because I'm thinking it's just a little rain. So I don't know if everyone... Wait, somebody sent me something, and I see this is the part I will have to master, is being able to manage the board. And, okay, that was a different one. Hold on, I got to go to a different page. Okay, look, I don't know if it was the boss man that just sent me something. I didn't get it. So, there. Is that the new version of that saying? Let's see. Oh, Cleo, is that you? If you don't have nothing nice to say, shut the fuck up. Yeah, yes, my dear. That is the new one. Yes, me, I don't have no more. I am postmenopausal. So now I just say whatever the frack I want to say. See, and then I was trying to be nice. Because you don't. I went to our friend's house, you know, and I thought she was a pretty easy sister, you know. And I said some word in her house. She said, oh, no, my dear. I don't say no bad words in my house. I said, oh, me need to leave then. I know, I swear like a sailor. But just say you don't have nothing nice to say. I'm sorry. Kimberly and I go back a few years and so she's funny. She is too funny. More love going out to, let's see. Okay, another one. Right, okay, I got it. Yep, boy, man, you can see, you know, even it's slowing down because I'm getting things in three different places and they're coming in at different times, but it's coming into the same application. So it's interesting. I also want to give some love out. You all know how I feel about a food truck rally, right? Oh, my goodness. Now, tonight, and I feel for them, to all of my brethren out there at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion, at Food Truck Invasion, go ahead and give them a follow. Love it. Wellington is one of the areas in Palm Beach County that is really giving some love to the food truck vibration. There are other areas in the West Palm Beach area that fetch and bitch and moan about the fact that if you bring too many food truck rallies up here, that it will provide too much competition for the brick and mortar restaurants. Well, competition is good for the soul. That means everybody gets to step up their game. So we make almost a 25-minute drive up to Wellington to go to the food truck invasion. So I want to send some love out to my food truck of the year, which is at Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes. That's Dolce, D-O-L-C-E, G as in George, Cupcakes. Let me tell you something. I did a whole show last year where I'm sure some people thought, this bitch is out of her mind. And I talked about my disappointment in the fact that cupcakes had friggin' gone Hollywood and started to taste really bad. And I talked and carried on and carried on and carried on. And I'm not really sure how I found or got hip to Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, but I made a specific trip out the first time to that food truck rally. I said, ooh, a cupcake truck. Wonder. And I went, I looked at some of the pictures, and they look nice, you know. So I went out, and we bought four the first time, right? Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. And let me tell you, I've been sprung ever since. If you live in the area, and you are up this way, are going to be out by the Wellington Mall, let me tell you something, on a Thursday night, keep going a little bit further west and go over to the open pavilion they have over there. You will not be disappointed. The offerings are delicious. They also have the best French fry truck. They are fabulous. They are at Best French Fry, right? I think that is. When you put that up for me, boss. But yes, at Best French Fry. Love them to pieces. They have the sweet potato French fry, and then they have the regular russet French fry. And they also do, I don't want to say jicama, they also do yuca. So those of my brethren out there that are island brethren, by all means, they also do fried yuca. And they do this assortment of sauces with these, whatever you choose. And they have this really ingenious container. Oh, please, I don't want to prattle on. Go friend them. Go to their Facebook. Go follow them. They are fabulous ladies. And one of them wears this great sequins Barry with pink and white. Love them. They call it girl power. So I'm all over it. Really mad love out to them. They are doing it and making it happen. And then there was a company on here that I wanted to give some love out to, and I'm going to try and go to their page. Oh, here it is. I have it up. It's called SEO Traffic Services, and they are at SEO Traffic Serve. And here's their description, and this is what spoke to my soul, because I told you all, I'm committed to the small business vibration. And they say, we are a small family-owned marketing company based in Mason, Michigan, who happen to dig what we do with all our hearts, our minds, and our beings. Now, I got a goosebump while I'm having a hot flash. Now, I don't know what that's about, but that's some pretty deep shit. You understand? And if that's the kind of description you can give me, then, you know, that's what you want working for you. Those are the kind of people that you want working for you. Those are the kind of people you want to work with who are telling you they're small. But because they're small, you get that term called boutique. You understand? And so if you don't want to go to a small business because you think big is better, then I want you to swap up small. Remove that word and put in boutique if that works for your bourgeois backside. You understand? Because that's what it is nowadays. Because you will get better customer service 82% of the time from a small business owner. Because they're going to want to keep you coming back. And so out there to some of all of my wonderful in South Florida, they're committed to posting all of the happenings that are going on in South Florida. They are very committed to making sure that they give people as much play as they can because they want to see people succeed. You know, and again, there is at Go Localize. They are another group. People are coming together and people are deciding that they want to be more participatory in what happens. And at Go Localize is at GOLOCALISE. All right. And check them out. Because these are the things that we have to do. We have to come together as people. You know what I'm saying? Also, some mad love out to the bubble tea truck. If you ever see one of them and you like a good tea and you're into really giving your body some good food and nutrients for your chakras to align, check out the bubble, not bubble. God, God. Okay, some of you out there are laughing. Check out the Boba Station, at Boba Station, the bubble tea truck. All right, I digress. Giving out some love. But so we're finished up with the whole asteroid as we move through. We'll see what happens. I want to check out any of you that want to go down the rabbit hole with me. Check out the solar flares and all of those things and see what the solar flare activity has been, is going to be. Some of these things that are happening, in my opinion, also have to do with things that are so much more beyond what we are presently and visually aware of. You understand? Even for this cat to go off the deep end a couple of weeks ago in LA, I still don't perceive or believe that they got him, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the tests say, you know, and that's all we can do. All right, well, I have gotten down to the bottom of my wine glass again. Now, I'm not filling it up, so don't you all think that I'm a wino. I'm a lot of things. That's not it. So I'm going to give a little love to the local businesses here that show me love all the time. Be right back.
If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154 or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends our love.
All right, I want to give a shout out to the delegates. Let me see if it's at DELEGATEZ. I want to give mad love out to Bad Boys of Reggae in our circle. Much love, Ian, Roger, Lancelot. Always enough respect. Also want to, for those of you who have, like I said, I sound like a broken record, but for those of you who listen to the show, this won't be an absolute new announcement, and the show tomorrow will give you a few more details. However, I will be dropping my second CD entitled Full Moon Madness at the end of next month. So we will start here soon, probably tomorrow, giving you a quick preview of one of the tracks. And with that, I definitely have to take a moment and send out a big, big Valentine's Day. Every day of the year, just an amazing person, shout out, full of love and mush and everything else, and he will laugh at me if he tunes in, but that is my engineer at Insane Sounds, and that is his handle at Insane Sounds, and this cat is bar none one of the coolest brethren I've ever met on this journey that I call life. This is our second project. I can't imagine working with anyone else but him. If I am here in Florida and for anywhere else for that matter, I actually drive almost an hour from where I'm at to go. There are many studios in the area, but he gets me. And he appreciates me and he laughs at me sometimes, and I understand how to work with him, and he understands how to work with me. He does everything from hardcore to spoken word, and everything in between. Check out his website at www.insanesounds.com. I don't know that it gets you any play to tell him that Cleo sent you, but, you know, because he's just that cool. And mad love out to @FlyGrip, We're going to be talking some about that tomorrow. But if you're curious, go ahead, www.flygrip.com. Go ahead, follow. Better get in when you can fit in at FlyGrip, FlyGrip. Do you think I'm getting it all in? I'm working on it. Mad love also out to I Am T-Walk. This brethren, what a talented youth. I don't know how old he is. I'm going to assume that he is younger than I am because I've not met him in person. We've only talked over the phone. But he is featured on two of the tracks on the CD, and he is phenom. He also got me. And so I have been very fortunate and very blessed in my movement as I, you know, do other things that are always been a part of my life, and poetry always has, and to take it to the next level and to share and to use it as different vehicles for different purposes. I have been blessed to work with amazing people, and these two gentlemen, bar none, I have to give so much love and so much respect to, because they have been very good to me in sharing their talents and their knowledge in order to bring one of my visions to fruition. So I know that sounds a little bit kind of hokey, but let me tell you something. For any of you that have never worked with me, trust this. I have to... Oh, look here. I'm just getting a news update at 8:16. Let's see. The San Bernardino County Coroner's Office said the positive identification of Christopher Dorner was made through dental records. All righty then. Boy, that was swift. Very good. I'm very happy about that. So, as I was saying, you know, I still don't believe it, you know, but I got issues. I am the queen of conspiracy theory, or at least one of the high-ranking princesses. Well, maybe not a princess, but, you know. Anyway, so with working with all of these amazing people on this project entitled Full Moon Madness. And, you know, the title is an interesting it's an interesting evolution. The CD itself went through I don't know how many organic transitions to where we are at now. So, again, all of those. I also have a very, very, very dear, talented friend, Jimmy Ryan. So any of you out there who are jazz enthusiasts, is a jazz pianist out of Chicago, and he is in town now and is going to be working with me on the last track that will be added to the CD, which we're going to keep a bit of a surprise. But he is writing an original piece for me. So I cannot tell you how exciting and how amazing this whole process has been, and how excited I am going to be to share it with all of you. It's different from my first CD, and some of you are saying, Miss Cleo, you had a first CD? Yeah, man. I sure did. Can you still get it on the internet? There is still one track available, and it's called Confessions of a Voodoo Woman. And it's on iTunes, and it is on Amazon, and it is also on CD Baby. But it is just one track, and it was the lead track on Convicted for My Beliefs, was the title of my first CD. So that was my freshman project. It was released in 2007. This is a very different project, and so it's been about 6 years, I guess, almost to date when we release this one. So it's very exciting. It's very exciting to see how even the world has changed. A lot can happen in a very, very short period of time, and sometimes 6-7 years, that doesn't sound like a lot of time. For a child, though, it is their lifetime. So if you want to check out and see what my vibe is, by all means, I invite you to Google, or I'll put it up as well. CD Baby, you can find it there. Look for Cleo, and the title of the track is Confessions of a Voodoo Woman. My engineer and I, he was spectacular on that one. And it'll make you laugh. It's not anything that's going to frighten you necessarily. I think you will be able to find the humor. But essentially, it is a response to some of the foolishness that's out there about me. But I deliver it in only the way that Miss Cleo can. But enough about that, because we have so much more to talk about tomorrow with some of the things that will be happening and moving forward for myself in the coming year, as well as for conversations with Cleo. There is a project that we're kind of not sure how much conversation we can have about. We know that we certainly can share a few things, so we will also hit on that as well. And then I also want to share with you, we do a fundraiser when there is a business or an entity, a nonprofit or an individual that is in need of a little bit of help. And I'm all about helping the real people. I can't get caught up in the big organizations. And it's called a Dundun celebration, and that's named after my mommy and Anne-Marie. And so we, and as I said, I can see one of our pictures. So we are going to be announcing who the recipient is for 2013, and talking a little bit about that, and also offering any of you to be able to help directly from where you sit. You don't have to be a part of our effort, but the main purpose is to get them the assistance that they need, and that's about showing love. And any of you that know me personally within the sound of my voice, you know that I love my café con leche, and I'm not talking about a drink. That is my 14-month-old red tick coonhound Weimaraner. And you're saying, what the fuck does she look like, Miss Cleo? Just go on my Twitter page. There's a picture of her up there. She's in the picture, I think, with our boyfriend. His name is Yogi. They almost look alike, but not really. They're so cute. But that's my baby. And while she might give her life for me, what you need to understand is I will give my life gladly for my puppy. Because if there is a place where we can daily entertain and understand unconditional love, it comes with the love of our felines and our canines. And while felines can be a bit more demanding, trust that they do love you unconditionally, because they allow you to still take care of them. And mad love out to my Pepper out there, baby girl. I hope you're doing all right. And so understand that if we could learn from them, we would be a little bit further ahead in the ball game, because they do show us unconditional love. And on that note, I think I've said enough. So you all check with me tomorrow at 2:30. We'll be dropping some surprises and some intel before we get ready to head into a Mercury retrograde. We'll let everything simmer, and then when we come out of it, will hit the ground running. All right, my dears, I certainly appreciate all of you that tuned in this evening. I thank you for the tweets. I thank you for the love. Please have a most delicious evening and a stellar Friday, and we'll chat tomorrow afternoon. Peace. Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m.
Join the conversation at 347-826-9597. Or hit me up on Twitter at Real, R-E-A-L-M-S-C-L-E-O.